back in the 1960s, a Brazilian piano player helped introduce Americans to a new sound, bossa nova. Sergio Mendes scored a string of hits on the American pop charts with his groups Brazil 65 and Brazil 66. The music combined a cool jazzy sound with the rhythms of Brazilian samba. Now the classic Mas Que Nada and other songs are getting an update. Singer Erykah Badu and rapper Q-Tip are among the younger artists who appear on Sergio Mendes's new album, his first in a decade. And the album was produced by one of hip-hop's biggest stars, the artist known as Will.i.am. Will.i.am is the leader of the group The Black Eyed Peas and a fan of Sergio Mendes going back to his teen years in the 1990s.
When everybody else was listening to other musics, you know, I had Sergio Mendes in my catalog and people thought it was like cool, like, you know, girls.
So, girls thought it was cool.
Yeah, you know, like, what do you listen to? You know, Tribe Called Quest, Sergio Mendes. Sergio Mendes, what's that? So I play it. Ooh, wow, you're eclectic.
Will.i.am and Sergio Mendes recently joined me at NPR West. They both live here in Los Angeles. With the new album called Timeless, I wondered how they took the old songs, like this one, The Frog, and made them new again. Will.i.am, talk to us about the rhythms. I'm just curious what you found yourself doing when you started playing with it.
It's like a different perspective on the rhythms, like a song like, right? So I just simple it and just took a couple of dudes out. Yeah, when I take that dude out.
So I had to kind of re-update my piano playing to get into the new doo-doos, you know? I like both versions, but it's something about the new one that I love, you know, with the, when Q-Tip comes in with his sound, it's just like, it's like magic. Frog strikes again.
Don't have a lot of time, man. I really gotta move, man. She's waiting for me now, man. Don't wanna blow the mood, man. Cause you know I gotta go to her place. I go to another space when I look at her face and look at her eyes.
So it doesn't throw you at all to hear this. I mean,
it's,
you were
a
laughing.
Pleasure.
And
oh, yeah, it's joy. It's all over. This record has a smile all over the place.
In a way, these songs combine both the old and the new. One doesn't necessarily have to go back and play an old or original version to find it in what you have done together.
Well, I think, you know, both me and Will, we love melody. So when we do Mas Que Nada, which is, I recorded 4 years ago, and Will bring his arrangement and his, all the things that he does, and it's fresh, it's new again. And that's the joy of this project for me.
Well, Mas Que Nada has a little kick in it. And there's a real original kick, and then there's the new kick, and they're not so different.
Well,
in spirit, I mean.
In spirit, yeah. The chant is there. You know, it's like this tribal universal chant. I mean, you can go to Jakarta, they will say, Oaria, yo, ba, 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 which doesn't mean anything. It's just sounds, but those are the sounds that you cannot forget.
Why don't we play the tune? It's Birimbau?
Birimbau.
Birimbau.
Yes.
This is Brazil 65.
It's a trio.
Oh, I haven't heard that in a long time. I like the new version with Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that's a tale. Turns out Will.i.am just happened on Stevie Wonder late one night at the studio. Stevie Wonder knew Sergio Mendes from the old days and listens to the Black Eyed Peas nowadays. So Will.i.am asked him to play on their album and was astounded when he agreed and showed up the next day, harmonica in hand.
don't know about Sergio, but for me, it was just unreal. It didn't really seem like I was watching a movie.
How so?
Because that's Stevie Wonder in the vocal booth, Sergio Mendez in the control room, and I'm my eyes glued on, you know, because I'm on the Pro Tools, you know, recording, and I'm like shaking, like, that was one take. actually, it was two takes, because the first take, I was so nervous, I accidentally erased it.
Oh my gosh.
I was nervous. I was like,
first time I hear that. Usually he doesn't raise anything.
I was nervous, man. I was nervous.
Yeah, but you're right. It was magic. For me, it was like a dream, too.
From, I mean, different musical backgrounds, different cultural backgrounds. Well, doesn't sound like you ever had any difficulty working together.
Not at all.
I've learned, like, so much in this time, you know, just from everything, but the small things. I remember we took a take, and Sergio says, I want to redo that again. I was like, oh, it's perfect. He was like, I want to play it more lazy. I was like, ooh, more lazy? Never heard that one before. So now when I go to the studio, I tell people, take that back. I need to do it more lazy, more effortless.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Sergio Mendez and Will.i.am of the Black Eyed Peas talking about the new Sergio Mendez album, Timeless. And you don't stop, don't stop, don't stop. Don't stop, don't stop, don't stop, don't stop.